trays full of strange-looking fish and shellfish are glistening on ice in this sunny kitchen. Chefs from across Rhode Island arrive, ready to sample and cook after a short presentation.
In Rhode Island. And here we have butterfish. This is a fish that's caught by trawl, often in conjunction with squid.
This is Commercial Fisheries Research Foundation head Anna Malik. She says these fish are abundant and local, but they're going to waste. And with a little education, chefs could help create a market for them.
We also have skate wings, so these are most likely.
We have cohogs that are also caught throughout Narragansett Bay. You know, they are the typical
longfin squid. So this is our state appetizer here, calamari, is probably the most common. These are whelk or conch. They're more common.
Guys, a little bit bigger. Or scup. They're a little more scaly.
Right here we have fluke or summer flounder.
So these guys, these are striped sea robins. So
Johnson and Wales University instructor Matt Britt explains the plan.
The main goal today is just to use either underutilized or local Rhode Island fish. And some of the stuff here we've seen before. Some of the stuff maybe you know what it is, but you haven't worked with it, like the eels.
The chefs tie on aprons and pick their fish. Chef Matt Genuso from Chez Pascal in Providence lifts a giant conger eel out of its ice bath. He hasn't worked with this species much.
I found it tricky to fillet, so I want to see if we can maybe, one idea I had is cooking it in a salt crust. So it's basically steaming inside the salt crust. Then you crack the crust, and I'm thinking we'll be able to pull the skin off and flake the meat.
Chef Ben Mayhew from Gare de la Mer has chosen sea robin. It's a white fish with spiny fins like wings.
And I used to catch sea robin when I went fishing with my stepfather, and we used to throw it back because they're a hideous-looking fish. And I actually used to use it as bait as well.
While he guts the fish, Mayhew says he wants to keep his dish simple.
Oh, I think I'm going to grill some fillets. And just kind of try the meat as is, you know, very basic.
Chef Joe Simone from Simone's in Warren gravitates toward the squid. He decides to do an Italian dish called calamari and zammino.
I'm just going to chop up celery, onions. I have some mushrooms and garlic and tomatoes. I'm going to chop them all up. I'm going to stew them in a pan. Then I'm going to add the fresh calamari that I'm going to clean while the vegetables are cooking. And then stew it all together with a little wine and a little chili. That sound good?
Oh, yes. Yes, it does. Over on the stove, Chef Andrew Keats from North Bakery in Providence is gently boiling some whelks and cohogs, waiting for them to steam open. For the non-native, a cohog is a clam, and a whelk is like a conch.
I've never worked with these, so this is more of an experiment for me to see, you know, what potential lies there for us. So
he and his partner decide to slice the whelks thin, that way they don't have to be tenderized, and dress them in citrus. So can home gourmets find these fish in local supermarkets? Not so much. And that's another issue the Commercial Fisheries Research Foundation is trying to address. The hope is that more of what's caught in Rhode Island gets eaten here, too. Kristen Gourlay, Rhode Island Public Radio.